Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We welcome you to our first 15 call this morning. It is so good to have all of you connected this morning and sharing. I hope that you're up and ready for a strong day. This is our first 15 called, as mentioned, and every Tuesday morning we have a couple hundred people that join us on this call, and we just connect and we pray, and God begins to speak to each and every one of us. There's power in connection. I often say this, that the kingdom of God is all about connections. In the kingdom of God, you'll always have to co-labor or collaborate with somebody in order to fulfill purpose and in order to see God's destiny come to pass. So it is good that we are connected this morning, and I greet you all in divine love. No matter what the weather is like today, today is going to be a great day for you. Today is going to be a day because it's not going to be determined by what's on the outside. It's going to be determined about your disposition on the inside. And so I know for many of us, especially in South Louisiana, those of you who are in South Louisiana, we've been going through a few days of rain, which is real, real good, because rain comes before the harvest. And so we have to see that from a spiritual perspective, that there's always crisis in the curve, and there's always rain before the harvest. And so we embrace these few days of rain that we're going to have, and it's going to be a tremendous, tremendous blessing. I want to thank all of you who may be joining us for the very first time. It always does my heart well. I was preaching in Baton Rouge this past Sunday, and I had several people in Baton Rouge who were saying they join in on the call every Tuesday morning. So I want to just encourage many of you to invite your friends, your family, your coworkers to come and share on our prayer call. It's always a blessing when we could come together and share for these 15 minutes as we prepare for our day. This morning, I want to pray for you, but before I do, I have a question. And the question I have for every person this morning is simply this, and maybe you can chew on this all day. The question is, what's your mirror? That's the question. What's your mirror? What is your mirror in life? And it'll make sense in a moment. I can remember when I was younger, I used to go to these fairs or carnivals. And I remember that sometimes you can go into some of these tents and they would have like these funny mirrors that when you walked in to this tent and you got in front of this mirror, one of the mirrors would make your head look very, very small and your body look real big. And then some of the other mirrors would make your body look all distorted and make your face look all squished up, something like that. I was thinking about that when God gave me this concept, what is your mirror? Because when you would walk in front of these mirrors, it would just make you look funny. It would make you look really, really other than yourself. Some of you may understand what I'm talking about. So this morning I want to ask, what's your mirror? What is it, or who is it, that you stand in front of to see yourself? You know, who is it that if they complimented you, if they celebrated you, you'll feel like you were validated, you'll feel like you were somebody? Maybe it's not who's your mirror, maybe it's what's your mirror. Maybe it's if I can get a certain GPA, or if I can accomplish a certain level of degree, or if I can get something faster than anybody else or bigger than anybody else, then I feel like I'm significant. Well, I want to share with you that your mirror in life can really determine your effectiveness in life and you being fulfilled in who God called you to be. See, I think we have a tendency to look at our lives sometimes, all of us, through wrong mirrors, which causes us to become distorted, and most importantly, causes us to become stressed and unfulfilled, and it's all because we're looking at our lives through the wrong mirror. If I could just look like that person, if I could be as skinny as them, or if I could be as muscular as them, then I would feel like I'm fulfilled. See, when we look at our lives through the wrong mirror, we can add so much stress because when we start comparing ourselves with other people, we always lose. Whenever you compare, you always lose. I want you to hear that because that's what I want to pray for this morning. I want to pray for this spirit or this tendency that we have to compare ourselves. Whenever you compare any aspect of your life to somebody else's, you are going to always lose. No matter if it's your marriage and you're looking at your marriage, saying, my marriage doesn't have this, my marriage doesn't have that. Look at their marriage. They seem so wonderful. They seem so happy in their marriage. Whenever you compare, when you look at your kids and you look at other people's kids and you start comparing, whenever you compare, you always lose, okay? Look at my house and look at their house. No, don't do that because whenever you compare, you always lose. Comparisons always cripple us. Comparisons always put us at a disadvantage, and none of us should be taking our cue from other people. You know who you should take your cue from? You should take your cue from the one who created you, from the one who loves you, and from the one who redeemed you. That's who you ought to take your cue from, the one who loved you, the one who created you, and the one who redeemed you. That's God should be your mirror, knowing that God has accepted me just the way I am, and he has a plan for me to get better, okay? The power of God's approval in our lives can have more of an impact than anything else. No matter what it is that you are assigned and destined and gifted to do in life, you need the power of God's approval. Because as long as you're standing in front of the wrong mirror, you're going to be frustrated. You're going to look funny because you're always comparing yourself with something that's not fit to be measured against you. See, when we compare ourselves, we always miss an opportunity to please God. I'm going to say that again. When we compare ourselves to other people, we miss an opportunity to please God because comparison causes us to lose. God is your mirror. He's the true source of how you're doing in life. When we compare against others, we're always missing something. We're going to always miss something. There's going to always be something that they have that we don't have. Or it's going to always be something that they look like they have that we don't have. But when we compare ourselves through the eyes of God, what we are missing becomes our miracle. That thing that we don't have, that ability that we don't have, that resource that we don't have, when we look at it through the eyes of God, now what's missing becomes our miracle. And that's the principle of the kingdom of heaven. The principle of the kingdom of heaven is not to compare ourselves with anybody else, but the principle of the kingdom of heaven is this, is to take whatever you have, bless God for it, and turn it into more. That's the principle of the kingdom of heaven. It's take what you have and turn it into more. It's not about looking across the fence at somebody else, what they have, what they're doing. It's about being fruitful from your own place. It's about being comfortable being where you are. You know why? Because all of us, we start our race at different places on the track. I shared this in a message recently that when I first started running track, I was confused because they put me in lane one, and it seems like I was all the way back from the folks that was in lane eight. But what I didn't understand was that it was a longer distance around in lane eight than it was in lane one. And while I was complaining about them having a head start or them having an advantage or them having a leg up on me, I didn't realize that they had longer to run than I did. And many of us, we have to understand this principle that God gives us exactly what we need because he knows how far we have to run. He knows the leg that we have to run in our race, and he positions us right where we need to be fruitful, to be useful, and to be fulfilled. And so today, I want us to have the right mirror, and I want you to really ask yourself that question. What's my mirror in life? Who is it that I'm comparing myself to? Or what is it that I'm trying to use as a mirror to gauge my process? Because God is the only mirror that each and every one of us have. Why? Because he created us, because he loves us, and because he has redeemed us. I want to pray for you this morning because today I believe you're going to walk in another level of confidence, in another level of fulfillment. You're not going to be stressed out trying to compete with anybody else or complaining about what you don't have and what they have and all this kind of stuff. No, you're going to start where you are, and you're going to do what you can, and you're going to see God take your life to the next level. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just bless you this morning for reminding us, God, that we don't have to compare ourselves to anybody because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. You made us unique. You made us with particular individual characteristics for our assignment, for our race that we have to run. We just thank you and bless you for that, Lord. I cast down this spirit of comparisons, the spirit of competitiveness, Lord, because when we really understand who we are, we have no competition, Lord God. I pray right now today that you would help us to refocus our lives and our attention on you, Lord God, and that we can take our cue from you, that we can know how we're doing based on your affirmation, Lord God. We just bless you and we thank you for that even on this morning. I speak a confidence over every life, Lord God, that's on this call this morning. I pray right now, Lord, that we would be fulfilled from the inside out, that we would be bold in what it is that you have caused us to do, Lord. May we not look across the fence at what our neighbor has and not compare ourselves with what others is doing, Lord God, but may we focus on this race that you have caused us to run, Lord God. And I thank you and I bless you right now, Lord, that you've given us everything we need to be useful, to be fruitful, and to be fulfilled. And I thank you for every person that's on this call this morning, that today, as they leave out of their house and they go about the business of the day, Lord God, that they are going to be fulfilled, knowing that they are walking in their created purpose and they're walking in their created God-given destiny, Lord God. We just thank you and bless you for that. Thank you now, God, for even giving us this word of humility today, Lord, that we can just be humble. We don't have to be jealous. We don't have to compete with anybody else, Lord God. And so we ask right now that you would just search us, and if there's any areas of jealousy that's hidden in our heart, Lord God, we ask that you would remove it, Lord God, so that we can live an authentic life, Lord. We can have authentic joy and authentic peace and authentic contentment, Lord God. We bless you, and we thank you for that even on today. We bless you today, God, that it's going to be a strong day. We ask right now that everything that concerns us concerns you today. We pray right now safety and traveling grace and protection, God, as we would go out into this wicked world. We thank you right now that you are our protection, that you fight all of our enemies, physical enemies, Lord, enemies of disease, enemies that come to rob our peace. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you are already ready. You have angels assigned to our lives, Lord God, that's going to ward off those things that will come to rob us today of walking in fulfillment in you. I speak now confidence over your people today. We love you today. We give your name glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Today I pray that you would walk in strength. I pray today that you would walk in boldness, knowing that there's nobody you can compare yourself to. You got to take your cue from the one that created you, the one that loves you, and the one that redeemed you. Listen, I'm going to be sharing on Periscope today for all of you who are on social media. If you're not on Periscope yet, you need to get there. That's kind of where everything is headed now, through video interaction. You can follow me on Periscope at Dennis Hebert Jr., and I would love to connect with you. I'll be sharing some things on Periscope today around the lunch hour. So for those of you who can connect with our broadcast on Periscope, I want you to connect with us during the lunch hour. It's only going to be for a few moments, and I just have some things that God has placed in my heart to share with all of you who would connect with us, all of our DRH ministry partners who connect with us as well. We thank and bless God for you. For those of you that I'm going to ask if you would, even this morning you can do this. I have a message that I want to get to you, to all of our partners in DRH Ministries, whether you are a new partner or an existing partner. You could text the word DRH Ministries to 40691. Won't you do that right now? Several of you are on your cell phones now. DRH Ministries to 40691. And I'm going to text you a link back of a message that I've been sending out to all of my partners over the last several weeks, a few weeks that I know is going to be a blessing to your life. So you could do that now. Perhaps you can listen to this message on your commute to work, or perhaps while you're working out today, and I know that it will bless you in a very, very real way. Thank you so much for connecting with us this morning in this time of prayer. Listen, today just go out and live in victory. That's what God has ordained for our lives, and that's what my prayer is for you today. Thank you so much. God bless you, and God keep you until we would meet again. Peace.